This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
Defending champion Elena Rybakina is through to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. She progressed after her opponent, Beatrice Haddad-Mia, retired with an injury midway through the first set. Rybakina admits it's not a nice way to win.
It's never easy to finish the match like this, and I hope it's nothing really serious. How I understood it was just one moment and really unlucky for Beatrice, and yeah, hopefully she's going to get better. I'm just happy to play another round.
Meanwhile, defending men's Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic is looking to book his place in the quarterfinals. He's two sets up on centre court against Poland's Hubert Hurkacz in a match that started last night.
Weather.
With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
An overcast but bright and warm afternoon continues across Essex. Temperatures on your Big Drive home still reaching 24 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. An amazing day for sport yesterday. You're talking about the tennis.
Yep.
And then at the same time as England were getting what they needed to beat the Aussies, they also, we had the F1 starting at the same time. I didn't have enough tellies in my house. My first world problem at the weekend.
Didn't the under 18s win?
Oh, and then there was under 21s.
Yeah.
I
was away for all of that, so I was like watching everything happen. I was like, I couldn't even get to a TV.
So that under 21s football, so we won the Euros in the under 21s, and the goalkeeper saved two shots, didn't he? It was the 90. So the backstory of it is the goalkeeper hadn't conceded a goal throughout the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And in the 94th minute, Spain get a penalty.
And he does a double
England
save.
England are 1-0 up, and he double saves the penalty. Saves the penalty. Then the rebound, he saves the goalkeeper. I don't know his name.
Can't remember his name, but he's now a legend.
But a nameless legend.
Is the transfer window shut?
No, it's open. I think it will do in the world of good.
Yeah.
But congratulations.
Look at this football chat.
I know, this is amazing.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, around here!
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
And hope you had a good weekend. We are back, Chris and Scott, on the radio till 6 o'clock tonight. Thank you very much for having us on. Let's start with Kylie Minogue. Padam Padam for Monday.
Turn it up louder,
yeah.
Give it to me. Just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Latto, Mariah Carey, and Big Energy. Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam, get this underway for Monday's Big Drive Home. Hope you're doing okay, Chris and Scott, and hope you had a good weekend. Busy weekend. You had a busy weekend.
I did. I was gigging. I had two gigs over in Amsterdam. No downtime. It was hectic.
Full on.
It was full on. My wife thinks it was a stag do, but it's not. It's work.
I had Sam's football on Sunday. Went to a fancy dress party on Saturday. As Maverick, full Mavericked up, full Top Gun.
You sent a picture through on our. On our Big Drive Home WhatsApp. You looked fantastic.
It was
so
great.
Karen.
It was a little bit hot. Because I
did wonder why the jacket. Did your jacket stay on all night?
5 to 6 minutes, I think. I bought that jacket especially for the fancy dress party and then left it in their dining room for within 5 minutes of walking through their door. I just kept the dog chains on. I just looked like I hadn't grown up, really. I looked like a fancy dress person that turned up in jeans and a white T-shirt and still wears dog tags.
So you come in as Tom Cruise and you left as the Fonz.
Yeah, I did, basically. It was quite Fonz-like. Yeah. I did remember to take the jacket, but when I was getting ready at home, you know, there was no air at all on Saturday. It was so muggy. And you have a shower and you're in the bathroom and you're doing your hair. And you can't stop sweating. I'm still sweating.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop. There was a little brief interlude for 15 minutes in the Uber to get to the party. Then it was like, oh, this is nice. Then straight out again, sweat pouring off my face. And I'm chatting to people at the party and I'm thinking, I am literally dripping in sweat.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not
wearing
good.
A fur-lined Tom Cruise leather jacket, thinking, why didn't I just go with his boiler suit that he wore? That would have been easier.
That would have been a lot easier. Done.
But, yeah, and then they went to Sam's football on Sunday, and I was lucky enough to see the Grand Prix on Sunday afternoon at Silverstone. Not at Silverstone, in my lounge. It wasn't that cool.
Yeah.
That bit where Martin Brundle goes up and down the pit lane and he chats to people. Cara Delevingne, what? How are these people not advised that this is actually on the telly?
So I've seen this clip on TikTok, and I mean, he's responding.
Let me play you the clip. Let me play you the clip so you can hear it. This is what happened if you missed it. If you don't watch Formula One, Martin Brundle is like an ex-Formula One legend. He's an ex-driver, and he's now sort of a commentator and a guest pundit, like a Gary Neville, if you will. And he walks up and down, and he does the pit walk, and he chats to people. He chats to Beckham. Justin Bieber's talk. Everyone talks to him. Martin Brundle is a legend. This is what happened when he went to Cara Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne here. We'll see if we can just stand in the way, really. She doesn't want to talk, but everybody needs to talk on the grid. That's the deal now. Everybody talks on the grid. Can we have a quick chat, Sky F1? Good to see you on the grid. He said, well, the deal is everybody has to speak on the grid, but...
I can't hear anything.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure it would have been extremely interesting.
It's the greatest comeback ever.
But the thing is, right, how can you say, oh, I can't hear anything, answering the question that he asked?
Exactly. And why are you talking to somebody else, not the person that's asking you the question?
It's ridiculous.
Just looking around to somebody next to you going, oh, I can't hear anything.
You just answer my question.
And also, if you're taking press tickets... and you're a guest there, then at least you got to talk to the people.
Play the game.
You got to. But there you go. Did you hear the British National Anthem?
No.
I'll treat you with that next. Lewis Capaldi, Wish You the Best on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex with Lewis Capaldi and Wish You the Best.
I've got a question about that song, Chris.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Is that Lewis Capaldi song now as good, if not marginally better, than his original smash?
Someone You Loved?
Yeah.
Quick answer, no.
I think it's up there.
It's up there, but it's not better.
No, I don't think it's better.
I think Forget Me's better.
No, I actually think that one there that we just heard, I think he's got three songs at the moment that will stand the test of time in terms of other ones are great, but they'll be forgotten. Like, you know, he got Robbie Williams' Angels, so he'll be remembered forever. I think he's got three now, Lewis Capaldi, which is amazing.
Someone You Loved, Wish You the Best, Forget Me.
Yeah. I think he's got three.
What about Bruises?
See, Bruises is very good. I don't quite think Bruises enters into the category for me of... I think after a while, Bruises will be bruised and forgot. Like a banana.
Okay, a bruised banana.
Yeah,
bruised
that's banana. Why I said banana.
I tell you what won't be forgot. The what? British National Anthem at the Grand Prix at the weekend. Liz says, God, no, please do not play the national anthem from the F1 on Sunday.
Oh, I'm now
absolutely horrific and embarrassing. The organisers should be totally ashamed of themselves. Someone tone deaf could have done it better. So it was actor Daniel Lewis.
Right.
And a saxophonist. What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know.
God save our gracious King. Long live our noble king, God save the king. Send him victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign. Save the king.
Note was bang
last
on.
Night, Lois, last note is spot on. And I'm
going
to be...
Oh, still going.
Yeah, it's still going. I'm going to be controversial. I'm going to sit on the fence. I think it's either brilliant or awful. But it's nowhere in the middle.
No, the last note is up there. It's very good. He hits it first time.
And when you go to the Spanish Grand Prix and it'll be Shakira singing the national anthem with a full band, and when you go to America, it's Tim Blake or Bieber, or Canada, it's Bieber. I just don't know why. When you've got all the people that we've got, I don't get it.
I'm not going to sit on the fence. That was horrific. That was horrendous.
It's amazing.
It looked...
What?
That was amazing.
What's amazing about it?
It was so bad that it was amazing.
At one point, you had the saxophonist trying to do a harmony.
That was brilliant.
Producer Tom.
I could have that all day.
You're into your music and production values.
Yeah.
As people know, listening to the show.
Yeah, but he doesn't like Sting. So what does he know?
Anyway, Liz, I'm sorry I played it again. It was something different that we tried at the Grand Prix.
We'll never try it again.
There's a couple of people watching around the world. And
just a few.
Next time, we'll get Westlife.
Brilliant.
National Anthem should be something we can all sing along to. No one can sing along with that. Thank you very much for your text. Right, 20 past three, big drive home. Taylor Swift, new tune coming up. Hope you're doing okay. Chris and Scott, big drive home. Maybe you buy your phone if you pre-bought the Taylor Swift tickets and now you're trying to get them because they are on sale right now. Three in Edinburgh. You've got six dates at Wembley, which is just incredible. Six dates at Wembley for any artist. But if you're going and you've got your tickets, that is one hell of a gig to look forward to. Taylor Swift, new music from a song that was out about a year ago. This is Cruel Summer. Big drive home, Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Dua Lipa and Levitating on the big drive home, 3:31. Hope you're doing okay. Chris and Scott here till 6 tonight. What's the wildest wedding you've ever been to? Like, not just your standard wedding, something crazy happened.
I mean, I've got a corker.
Go on.
I mean, I don't even need to tell you the story. I went to Kerry Katona's wedding.
Oh, there you go. That's one.
I went to Kerry Katona's wedding.
Crazy weddings. Complete it, mate.
Yeah, it was... mental.
Full of wedding.
Yeah.
Tom?
I've never actually been to a wedding.
Wow.
Like, never.
How old are you?
I forget how young he is.
22.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. And then it will happen and you every weekend you'll be saying to maybe your partner or your mum, sorry, but there's another wedding. And then it just carries on for about 20 years. You just go to weddings. Then people break up and get remarried. So then you get this kind of extra bit, don't you, for about 5 years where you get remarriages. Yeah.
Then another 10 years passes, you go to funerals.
And then it's funerals. Yeah. And then it was all over.
And so then it's all over and it's done. Yeah.
People are taking to social media talking about the pictures of a llama at a wedding dressed up as a groomsman. An actual llama.
Wow.
In a full suit with a pink bow tie and everything.
It's not one of these things where we say, like, we make up stuff. This is
real. Adam and Tara decided on their big day in New York to hire a llama. I don't know. The llama's not involved in this. He's not making any money out of this. I don't think so. I think there's somebody else. There's a middleman. Well, the llama's not.
That's fighting to put the llama in this jacket.
So they've got this llama from Llama Adventures to stand as a groomsman. You can hire a llama from the company for parties, parades, home visits and weddings. A llama will cost you £120 an hour.
£120 an hour?
Yeah, and £80 per hour. If it's for more than 4 hours, you get a bit of a discount.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is nice. As per
does
Llama Adventures...
Does the llama negotiate that deal, does he?
The llama does, yeah. The llama gets all that money in his pocket.
He's still got trousers on.
He's got a suit on. Yeah, he just puts that in his pocket.
Don't be silly, Chris.
So the llama turned up to the wedding in full attire because he sorted that out. He had the money, didn't he? So he went down to see the wedding shop and he got, any llama... cost you any llama suits?
We got some Build-A-Bear stuff. That'll do.
And the llama turned up in full wedding attire, kitted out head to toe, bow tie, even sporting fake hands.
So he can do the ring?
He got fake hands. Now he's carrying a little rose. Yeah, he's got a little rose in his hands.
In his fake hands.
It's a real picture. If you Google it, just go to... if you put llama and groomsmaid... I'm sure you're going to groomsman. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to see his little picture there for me, Scott.
Thank you. One second.
That's a llama.
Oh, my good. No.
Look at his little fake hands.
That is ludicrous.
Dobbo says, is it Llama Del Rey? Thank you, Dobbo. Google it.
Please
love
Google it.
3:34, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Big Drive Home. We covered a lot in 36 minutes, including the Formula One yesterday, Damian Lewis and his national anthem. Somebody just said on the Facebook, I think it came through it, and said, do you realise Sam Ryder was in the audience? Why couldn't he sing it?
Well, I think he's done a good job.
We just talked about this llama dressed up as a groom, or the groomsman at this wedding. I'd like to know the weirdest wedding you've been to. Any stories about weird weddings you've been to? Grab us on the phone. 01702 45 50 60 is our number. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and Remind Me 20 to 4. Big Drive Phone for Monday. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. Thank you for your wedding stories coming through. Any strange wedding you've been to? Anything happen at a wedding that you want to speak about? Because there are some wild weddings out there. We've talking about this wedding that happened over the weekend where they hired a llama and dressed him up as a best man. He's wearing a full suit and everything. And you can Google that picture. Just Google llama and New York bridesmaid or groomsman. I think they call it groomsman in New York, or best man. It's an incredibly weird picture. But what about you? Weirdest wedding you've been to? 01702 45 50 60 is our number. And you can text and use the app as well. Busy on the roads. Chelmsford looking particularly busy around Chelmer Valley Way. We'll give you a full update on that in seconds. Harry Styles, As It Was, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Hello. Welcome back to summertime for a little bit.
Been nice the last couple of days.
It's too hot Saturday, you've got to say it.
It was
dressed up in a leather jacket, a fancy dress costume. It was a fairly hot evening.
It was pretty hot in Amsterdam as well, to be fair.
Thank you very much for your wedding conversations. We're looking at weddings that are maybe a little bit wild. Something happened that was slightly different due to this llama that turned up to a wedding dressed up as a groomsman.
With fake hands.
Yeah, you've got little fake hands holding a little rose, which is a beautiful thing. And you can hire a llama. I don't think it's the right thing to do, but you can hire a llama for £80 an hour.
It's not the right thing to do.
Dress up at your wedding. Dave in Great Tottenham said, at my wedding, for the dessert, we done a bake-off. So everyone got the opportunity to bring their own desserts. Everyone voted for the best one. We gave out top three prizes, and it went down really well. We also done tequila for the favours. So by then, everyone was sloshed. Dave in Great Tottenham.
That's unbelievable.
Why am I not invited to weddings like this?
Yeah.
I'd like that. Guys, I had a wedding blessed and served up bangers and mash, followed by apple pie and custard, says Karen in Benfleet.
Sounds good.
My brother in his wedding had normal wedding food, and then the party in the evening, the local McDonald's turned up at 11 o'clock with just shed loads of McDonald's.
That's incredible. I went to one where it was a hog roast.
Nice.
And but no sit-down dinner, just drinks flowing, hog roast. It was unbelievable.
That sounds good. Alison in Chelmsford had a wedding once where we ended up very drunk and doing karaoke on the tables. It was absolutely mental. Sounds good. James in Rochford says, when I was young, I remember I was really jealous of my sister getting to be the flower girl whilst I didn't get a special job on the day. So the bride handed me a pot of dirt and said I was the dirt boy and had to carry that around all day. I was really chuffed. He's still carrying it. And Harry on Canby says, I went to my mate's wedding once and the bride spilled red wine all over her dress. It was an absolute disaster, says Harry.
Oh, dear.
Keep those coming in. 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. One Republic. Radio Essex, One Republic and Runaway. Right now, let's just run away. Problems on the A12 as you come off the M25 heading Chelmsford bound at the Brook Street roundabout. There's a lorry and a car involved in some kind of an incident there. So it's just as you come off the M25 heading up to the A12 Chelmsford bound, and we'll give you a full travel update next.
Anthony Joshua says fellow British heavyweight boxer Dylan White is a dangerous opponent. The pair will face each other for the second time in their professional careers when they meet in London next month. Joshua got the better of his long-term rival 8 years ago, but says they've both improved since then.
Aside from what everyone calls a rivalry, I have to have an underlying respect for every man that steps in the ring, and I have that, which is also going to make me raise my game.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
Well, it will be an overcast and warm evening across Essex, but temperatures on your Big Drive Home still reaching 23 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Sad about Andy Murray, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was gutted. Actually, because I watched it when he was 2-1 up, and then the next day I was, my son had a prom, and I literally had to get it up on the phone, and he had gone out. I can't believe it.
Back to being Scottish.
I was going
to
say that. Yeah, I was going to do that gag, but you can have that. you can have him back now. It was like, oh, come on, Britain. Oh, Scotland
are out now.
I just want us to have our own Eurovision. I don't really mind what you call us.
Music-wise, Scotland, ridiculous. Even from back in the Deacon Blue days and...
Deacon Blue.
All of the bands that come from Scotland. Aztec Camera.
Aztec the Proclaimers. My mum's favourite Aztec.
Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers.
Capaldi. Where?
Like you didn't know where?
No, it was Glasgow.
Emily Sandé.
Yeah.
What's her? The other one with the guitar?
Wow.
Oh, let me guess from that. I'm going to go with the one with the guitar. Oh, no, it's on the tip of my tongue. I know who you mean as well. Katie Tunstall.
Katie Tunstall. And also, I was a punk rocker with the flow.
Sadie Tom.
I was going to say Sandy Toksvig.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, 4 minutes after four. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for a Monday. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's continue with the hits. Is The Weeknd and Popular.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
I'll play this for you if you enjoyed seeing him at the London Stadium over the weekend. What a gig that sounded like. Brand new on Radio Essex. Radio Essex, 4:10, Big Drive Home for Monday. Wildest weddings you've been to, we're looking at. Tom from Cafe 316 says, all right, lads, had a nice, sensible family wedding, about 130 guests. I hate public speaking, so I ad-libbed my speech. And forgot to mention Nadine, my bride. That's not good.
Not good.
We then ate, and then on to the DJ. Nice, sensible do, until a band I found in my local pub stormed into the marquee. Full-on 9-piece band, dressed in Bermuda shorts and grass skirts, all blokes. Open Hawaiian shirts, bowing our madness and the jam, jumping up on the tables and gyrating all over the guests.
Brilliant.
Sounds like Tom Niall.
That sounds like a really good night.
Phil and Tony, the builders, the wife and I had a Stavros kebab after our wedding at the Rochford Hotel. We missed most of the hog roast and the buffet in the evening and had to go after 2 hours. So we were starving at the end of it, but it was good.
Brilliant.
Dave says, I saw your picture of the llama you were talking about. Yeah, so this started by us talking about a llama that turned up to a wedding in America dressed in a suit.
Sorry, Chris, he didn't just turn up.
He turned up. He drove there in his car.
Can I come to this wedding? He got hired.
He turned up in his car and,
driving it with his fake hand.
He's got a fake number plate. It was 11. AMA. we had 2 Shetland ponies at our wedding, says Dave Snow. Picture of Dave Snow, his lovely wife, and 2 Shetland ponies.
Brilliant.
It's incredible. Becca on the phone. Becca, hello.
Hiya.
Hello, what you got for us?
So, back in 2014 when I got married, we had a big hog roast because we didn't want to go anything mainstream. We thought, hog roast, let everyone have what they wanted.
Yeah.
And then during the party, we decided that we wanted karaoke and a bit of Stars in Your Eyes going on.
Nothing wrong with
it.
Everyone
was living it up.
That's such a good idea. So that wasn't planned. You just decided to do that on the day.
Yeah. We decided on the day just to get props and such. And everyone had such a great time.
I think karaoke is so underestimated. I think karaoke is a much more fun night than...
You know what? A lot of people, like, you know, don't do it, but it's such good fun. I'm just hoping. I've got a picture in my head, Becca, of you with a smoke machine aiming it at people going, tonight, Matthew, I will be.
That'd be awesome. Becca, thank you for that.
No, thank you.
Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's Becca. Any stories you got? Any crazy weddings you've been to? 01702 45 50 60 is the number. Everyone knows somebody that vapes, so you don't need a smoke machine.
No, you don't.
Just sit next to the mad vapor and go, tonight, Matthew. Right, 4:13, Big Drive Home with Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. It's Radio Essex. As the Jonas Brothers, they are so waffly versatile. It was just in my head when I was listening to the song Waffle House. I'm like, so waffly versatile or whatever it is.
Waffly versatile.
That was right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
bird's eye waffles. So, well, Tom's looking at us blankly.
I had no idea.
Went bird's eye potato waffles.
Waffly versatile. He's looking at us like when we mentioned Duran Duran.
He is. Yes.
He's got a strange look on his face.
The vacant look that Tom has most days.
Especially on a Monday after a heavy weekend.
So confused.
Do you eat waffles?
Yeah.
Do you know you can toast them?
Can you?
Yeah. Yeah, you just put them in the toaster.
People grill them. Just chuck them in the toaster, frozen. Done. Quick.
I never knew completed that you could do that.
I think you'll find the toaster fits perfect. It actually fits better in toasters than bread.
Not bad.
Because bread doesn't fit in toasters, no, it does it? Just, you have to put it in sideways, you have to cut the bit of crust off, it's annoying.
No, turn it around halfway.
Yeah, I do that, and then turn it around, but I don't want to do that. I want to just put it in the toaster and toast my bread. I don't want to have to get up halfway through the cycle.
Poor you.
Yeah, it's difficult. Let's wrap up the weddings. You've got a wedding story. Let's wrap up with your story.
Right, so I went to a wedding a good few years ago now, and it was a bit weird, because I'm not going to name names. He won't be listening. I hope not. Anyway, I'd gone to this wedding, and it was a little bit weird because when I sat down at the tables, I noticed that they had a bit of a boy band theme.
Oh, I like a boy band theme.
And I was so all the tables were named like what you had the boys' own table, five table, and I was on the five table, and it was a little bit weird. And then a few songs got played, like boy band songs.
Can I just stop you? They knew you were in a boy band.
Yeah.
How long had you known them?
Not that long.
Okay. So hang on. This couple had met you where?
On holiday.
Oh, because you talk to everyone. Yeah, that makes sense. So they've met you on holiday. You've chatted them on holiday.
Yeah.
They've become your best friend in, I reckon, 3 to 4 days.
No, it was a day, actually.
Yeah, a day.
And then he asked me to be his best man.
Yeah, because you're in a boy band. Yeah. That looks cool when you invite people. Oh, I'm a best man, Scott, from 5.
No. I said no to being the best man because I said to him, what about your brother? Your brother should
be. So he's then invited you to the wedding.
Lovely guy.
Yeah, he's invited you to the wedding, and they've now themed the wedding around boy bands.
I think they
sat
you
at a table.
I think maybe they were already having a boy band. I don't think they changed the whole wedding for me. I don't know.
And then it was just lucky that on holiday he went, oh my God, there's Scott from 5. Let's bring him to the wedding.
No, because I'd known him for years. It was weird anyway. Right.
Okay.
So, and I still talk to him now. He's a really nice guy. But it was really funny because what happened was I was sitting at this table. I was feeling a little bit awkward. I was thinking, oh, right, okay, everyone's looking at me. It's really weird. And they kept on playing songs, not just 5 songs, but boy band songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they put a 5 song on, people were like, oh, come on, Scott, get up. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Yeah. And I was sitting there in my tie. I was very, very civilised. And I was having a very, very nice time. Me and Kerry were there. And was having a lovely time. I had a few too many beers.
Oh, he got up.
And I, at one point, I had my tie on my head, you know, like
a karate bandana style type thing. Yeah, yeah.
And I was doing everybody get up at this wedding.
Is there any video evidence?
I hope not. But it was, I mean, I was having a good time. And then in the morning, I woke up and I was like, why did everybody get up?
Love that.
Yeah, true story.
And on the table, they say you're at the 5 table. How many were sat there?
3.
3. Such an easy gag.
I know.
4:20, Big Drive Home continues, latest on the road as well. Full travel update if you're making your way home. We'll give you an update next. Ado and Essex, Monday on the Big Drive Home. Marta Jensen and Solo Dance tonight. Clear spells to start. Coming cloudy overnight, down to 16 degrees tomorrow. A bit unsettled and wet to start, but sunshine by the afternoon. Highs are 21 degrees tomorrow. Latest on the roads, A13, Stamford La Hope Bypass, eastbound. This is at the 10:14, the Manor Way, Stamford La Hope turn off. There has been an accident there, slow traffic, and we'll keep an eye on that for you. It's on the eastbound stretch. We'll look out for that. Right, David Kushner next up. This is Daylight. David Guetta, Mr. Jam, and If You Really Love Me, at 4:36 on the Big Drive Home. I was reading this about this couple, Andy and Claire. They reminded me of my, I don't know if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, talking about the fact I think I might have badgers in the garden.
I do remember badger watches.
At the Brooks residence. I think there's badgers that have moved into the house rent-free, using the hot tub in the evening, you know, just with little...
It's really chilling.
Little inflatable thing, and they're lying back with his hands behind his head. Like,
going, get out of here, yeah, it's not warm enough.
Cigar, probably. Little badger family, just in my garden, just using all my stuff now. I've noticed my deodorant's going down. I think it's the badgers. And yeah, there's basically a hole turned up in my garden. I kind of think there might be a badger situation. I've set up a Ring doorbell. It's basically Spring Watch going on in my garden at the moment.
I've watched it quite a bit. I like it.
I haven't seen anything in 4 weeks. So nothing.
Problem solved then.
I've seen a cat sniff around there. I've seen a little fox sniff around there. No badgers. Not a problem solved because there's still a massive hole in my garden.
Yeah.
And I think the badgers are protected, which means I can't actually, you know, fill it in with soil and cement, because that would be bad and I wouldn't do that. So yeah, I've got to work out how I'm going to do it. But then I saw this story about Andy and Claire.
2-1 you mix up.
They spend more than a decade tracking big cats using, I don't know if they're using Ring doorbells, I think they use proper GoPro cameras. But they say they've finally got support for their argument that big cats predators exist in the UK. So Andy set up a load of cameras in the woodland near Gloucestershire, and he did this years ago, now claims to have caught a glimpse of a big cat in the area.
As in, when you say big cat,
you're like a liony tiger. Well, that's what you'd imagine. Andy said, between the first image, I've got the tail and like the side profile of a cat. Now, let me just put this into perspective. When me and Scott were looking at pictures on my Ring doorbell, the hedgehog that went past looked about the same size as my house. Because of the perspective.
Yes.
Perspective of the camera. So Andy's got a bit of a tail and a side profile, which is probably right in front of the camera, which would make it look like a big...
Yes.
It probably was a big cat, but I think it's still a cat.
I think it's just a cat, isn't it?
It was there for 53 seconds. He says, I believe this cat we've seen now seems to be showing quite a bit of grey, so it could be older. Sherlock Holmes. Most of the images we've caught are pure luck because the cats are scooting around the edges of them. So he's not actually caught full on. He's just got the edges of a cat going past and gone, tiger. That one's definitely a lion.
I don't think, apart from in zoos or whatever, I don't think we have just
we don't tigers have what, and lions we don't.
Roaming around Bitsy.
And I don't know why Andy and Claire have decided, it's Andy, it's not Claire. I don't understand why Andy's decided to set up a camera randomly in some woodlands near his house in Gloucestershire on the off chance of finding a tiger and then finding one. I don't know how that's happened. I think he's wanting it too much.
He's probably best friends with the Loch Ness guy.
Yeah. All the Loch Ness followers, he's in there with them.
Like the ones that have seen sticks that think it's the Loch Ness Monster. He's seen a cat and said, definitely a tiger.
But every time my Ring doorbell goes off, I'm excited. And then I realise it's the front door and it's just the bloke with the Amazon.
Again.
But when the back one goes off, I'm like, oh, animal. And it won't be. It'll be a fly has gone past. And then I'm like,
in it.
Yeah, so I can see what he's doing. He wants it to happen so much, he's now just making it up.
Tiger. No, it's not real.
Andy and Claire, thank you very much for just being you, for giving us something to talk about on the radio. 20-5, Big Drive Home, latest on the roads coming up. A130 Bombles roundabout is really slow. We'll give you a full travel update next. It's Radio Essex, Coil Array and Players, 10-5, Big Drive Home. Hope your weekend was good. Thank you for choosing us to get you home from Monday. I'll give you a little tip I learned over the weekend.
Okay.
Anyone want to, just random tip?
Yeah.
Don't do your housework whilst wearing headphones.
Why, Chris?
Because I hoovered the whole of upstairs yesterday and then realised that it wasn't switched on.
You are kidding.
No, I didn't want to mention it on the radio because I thought you might rib me for it a little bit. But we've got the shark thing, so there's no wires or anything, so I switched it on.
You should have a light on your shark.
Maybe I would have known that if I used it a little bit more often, but I just pressed the button and it was on, but it must have run out. But no one charged it, which is then it's not my fault.
Schoolboy error.
The music was loud. I was listening.
Well, obviously, you must have had noise cancelling headphones.
Yeah,
I've
got them.
Good for you.
I got my. It was the Samsung ones that you told me to get.
Yeah,
they're really good.
They are. But doing hoovering. How long for?
Upstairs the house. I'm not 15 minutes, but I did the whole stairs.
You can't do a proper job in 15 minutes.
Well, you can't do a proper job if it's not switched on by all accounts.
Do you know what? I hoover that much that I would have known instantly.
No, I didn't know.
Because I've the lights. Do you know what? You're proving school that you don't
era.
Do that much cleaning.
Hoovers vibrate as well.
Yeah, but it was. I mean, it wasn't gliding like it normally did.
It's not that sort of show, mate.
8 minutes to 5. I just thought I'd share the tip with you. News and travel coming up at 5. It's Radio Essex with 50-50 and Cupid on the big drive home for Monday. A couple of problems on the roads. A12 northbound, an accident just at Junction 18 at Danbury. Slow traffic on the approach to that. And also the 127 from the A129 Rayleigh Road, Rayleigh Weir, down to Priory Crescent at Cuckoo Corner. Slow traffic there in patches. We'll give you a full travel update with Johnny next and update the latest news headlines with Stevie at 5.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Okay, here we go with the A to Z of music coming up very, very soon. Back to the hits with Diplo first. Anne-Marie, Shania Twain, here's Unhealthy.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Anne-Marie and Shania Twain with Unhealthy. It's 10 minutes past 5. Big drive home for Monday. It's Chris and Scott. We talked earlier about the F1 over the weekend, which was incredible, and the British anthem that was sung by, it's Damien Lewis or Daniel Lewis?
Damien Lewis,
the actor.
Just get an actor to do it, don't get a singer.
He's got a voice.
Yeah, well, who did you say was in the audience?
Sam Ryder was there. Don't go Sam Ryder, go with this guy. Listen to this. This is, I mean, even the beginning of the saxophone's off.
Bad.
It's like starting up. They must have thought, oh, the race has started. That's the race start music.
God save our gracious King. Long live.
Do you know it reminds me of Lisa on The Simpsons?
God save the King. Send him victorious, happy and glorious.
I see.
Long to reign over us. God save
the king. This bit's all
right.
The God save the king bit at the end.
Yes, that bit's good. Should just do that bit.
Class.
But Sam Ryder must have been sitting there going, how am I going to get this gig? I could do this. Now, I don't even need a saxophonist. I can just belt this out. I think he has done one, actually, Sam Smith. Sam Ryder.
Better than that.
I think it was slightly better. We're going to talk end of the show in just a second, and I think you're going to know where we're going with it.
Yes, I reckon so.
Right, 1975 is O Caroline on the big drive. It's Radio Essex, the 1975 and O Caroline. So, in response to Damien Lewis's performance at the Grand Prix.
We're calling it a performance.
I'm still in the middle. I'm still like, it's either brilliant or really bad.
No, it's brilliant. Right. No, it's not right. No, it isn't.
It's amazing.
It's horrendous.
Yeah, Sam Ryder did it last year at the British Formula One. I thought he did, Keith. Thank you for that. It's one of those things where you watch it and you're like, because it's just the two of them, it's a saxophone, and then there's Damien Lewis, and that's it. There's no band, there's no backing track. I mean, I've seen Catherine Jenkins do it without anything. That's fine, she can. She's got the voice.
But the thing is, he's an actor, right? His voice wasn't, it's not horrendous, but like what I'm saying is, like an American actor, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes they get an English actor to do an American voice and they don't do a very good job of it.
Yeah.
If I'm an American actor now, I'm going, well, I could have done that better, because I've got that voice. Why are you doing that? As you said earlier, if you're a singer, you're watching that going, why am I not doing it?
Especially if you're Sam Ryder and you're in the audience, yeah. You're literally standing next to him.
Yeah, or your Harry Styles going, I could have done that. It's ridiculous. But what we're thinking is maybe you could end the show, as you know, if you don't listen to the show, we don't like to end the show ourselves. We're bigger than that. You could end the show, like being famous, and you could go, Monday completed it, mate.
So you're ending the show in the style of Damien Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. So, okay, get those into us. Do that on the app. You can download that wherever you get your apps from. And just search for Radio Essex. You'll find us on there. And we'll have you on the radio, hopefully, just before the end of the show at 6. And the A to Z of music on the way as well. SRD, Cat Burns, and Home for My Heart. 5:25, big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Debs is about Damian Lewis at the F1. Maybe he's in the F1 film Brad Pitt was shooting, and that's why he was singing the national anthem.
Let's hope so.
What, it was part of a film script.
Yeah.
Joe says, OMG, it was bad enough hearing that awful national anthem once, but playing it again has seriously damaged my eardrums. Please don't do it again.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
We do need some end of the shows, and we'll have it in the style of how you would sing the national anthem, or in the style of Damian Lewis singing the national anthem at the F1 yesterday. So you can get him in, but you need to say the words. Monday, completed it, mate. Maybe like this.
Monday, completed it, mate.
Anything like that. Get it on the app, send it over. You could be played out just before the end of the show tonight.
Now, the A to Z of music.
So we're back onto Monday, and the letter today, being a Monday, is S, and we're looking for...
Monday, solo singers.
Solo singers beginning with S. So I'm going to chuck a couple in there. I'll go with Sia.
I'll go with Seal.
Seal. Sting.
Selena Gomez.
That's a great shout. Sinead O'Connor, Sean Conlon, Scott Robinson, the Solo All the Five fans. You've got two S's.
We're not solo life.
No.
So Sophia Lispexner.
Sonique and Cisco. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
It's up to you, though. Who do you want to see in the A to Z of music representing the letter S for solo artists? Get yours in, 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message, and you can grab us on the app as well. We'll pick the two most popular, and they will battle it out to be played before the end of the show tonight and get closer to being in the A to Z of music. You decide. It's Radio Essex, Jazzy, and giving me 5:36, big drive home, A12, M25, junction of Brook Street roundabout. Congestion now to Galley's Corner on the A12 with long delays on the M25 both ways approaching the junction. Traffic light failure, the reason for that. Queue in traffic, delays on the roundabout says the M25 Brook Street roundabout. Congestion to Gallows Corner on the A12 with long delays back to the M25 and on the M25 both ways as you approach that junction due to a traffic light failure. Right, let's do the A to Z of music for the letter S. We're looking at solo artists, and I think you've come up with probably two. I mean, they are the best ones, I think.
Oh, I think so.
I think you've won. I think you've completed it, mate. Let's go with the first one. Cheese Grills. Cheese Grills is probably one of my favourite songs.
It's a very good song.
And it's from Sia, beginning with S. And you can also choose from this man.
Oh, please stop it.
Seal, Kiss from a Rose. If you want to hear Kiss
one
from
of my
a Rose,
favorite songs.
Put the weird seal. Put the word seal into your message box. Get over to us, A1400 with the word Essex and seal. And if you want to see her, you can put the word see her in your message box. The winning tune will play just before 6. It's Radio Essex, Tate McRae, and She's All I Want to Be. It's 5:48, big drive home for Monday. Coming up from 6 o'clock tonight, Joe Kinch is here.
Dun.
There
just,
he is.
Just to make a change. Thought we'd just do a bit different. I just come on at 6 o'clock for a change.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But you are here at 6 o'clock normally, yeah.
At 4:15 today, you smashed a massive curry in the office, I noticed.
What do you have a curry on a Monday afternoon? Who has a Monday afternoon curry?
4:15, I look up a little bit peckish at work, you know, on the radio. And he's yet again got like a salsa, a massive plate of curry.
What kind of curry was it?
Chicken curry.
Masala.
Yeah.
Masala.
Yeah, I smell it everywhere.
I've got a friend, or a family, their family, where we have takeaways on like a Friday night or a Saturday night, because that's the weekend thing. They will always have a takeaway on a Monday night to give them something to look forward to on a Monday, to make Monday a happy day.
Yeah.
So they don't have takeaways during the weekend. So on a Monday, they go, oh, yeah, getting a Chinese tonight.
Do you know, when you said that, instantly, chicken bone, lamb bone.
I'll tell you why I had it. I bought it for Friday, and I didn't eat it Friday, so it was still in the fridge, so it needed to be eaten up. So I thought, you know what, I'll have that for lunch today.
Well, yeah, it wasn't the size of a lunch, mate.
Linner.
Because I suppose with the shift you do, 6 till 10, mm-hmm. you have to eat now. You've had your evening meal.
Yep.
That was your evening meal.
Yep.
And would you have a snack later?
Might have a couple of biscuits for the tea. Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Gone are the days of the sandwich.
I just wanted to know your eating pattern.
Do you remember when I'd done the show from home because of COVID?
Yes.
And I used to get me dinner served up at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in front of the big telly. I just watched you eating like a roast dinner on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We need what's in Joe Kinch's curry?
Yes.
That should be the new one.
Yeah, with coconut.
I also remember Karen having a go, didn't she? Because she said, could Scott and Kerry stop talking about what they're having for dinner? Because it's making me look bad.
Yeah.
Because I'd go home and go, I just said, what? Some Weetabix. What did you have? And you went, I had lamb shank.
I'm having a roast tonight, actually.
Karen's not even at home tonight. She's away for a couple of days. So I'm going to go to Sainsbury's and pick up whatever I can get in there.
Chicken curry?
Okay.
I might just get a chicken curry, yeah.
I might just
say to kids, got a great idea, we're going to go Chinese on a Monday night. They'll be like, wow, this is amazing. Right, you're coming up at 6.
I am.
On the internet, you can listen again to the interview you did with Hannah Lane.
Yes, you can.
On the podcast.
You can indeed,
which you can download wherever you get your favourite podcast from.
It's called The Evening Show Podcast.
Yeah, and you just search for that, and Radio Essex, you'll find it.
Ignore the green one on there. It's not that one, it's the blue one.
Radio Essex Evening Show will work. Or just sort of search for The Big Drive Home Podcast that's next to it.
Yeah.
That works as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can re-listen to that. Any guests in this week?
This week?
Oh, yeah. He's nodding, yeah. Are we allowed to say who?
Not allowed, is he?
I've already said who, yeah.
Who?
My record of the week last week.
Yeah.
James Smith.
The local boy.
Yep.
He's brilliant. He was on Britain's Got Talent.
Yep.
And his new single, You're Playing, which is amazing.
And he's gone independent as well now. So he's done a Ray doing his own thing.
Okay.
Good stuff.
So
working out.
Same Ray.
And he's a mate of Colin. No, it's a good joke. Go on. Say it again.
I hope it goes the same Ray.
Colin Knight knows him, doesn't he? Connor Knight's mates with him.
Yeah.
And when he came in, he looks like Connor Knight and was wearing all the same clothes Connor Knight was wearing.
You've been to the same charity shop.
The winner is Seal. Ta-da.
Monday completed me.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.